Last its breath, when the night is still and the mists lie close to the ground, can hear the loneliest sound in the world, the whistle of the train, its mournful sound and forgettable haunting thing, like a cry of a lost soul. Who knows but what it isn't? You hear it and you tell yourself it's only the whistle of the train, while you pull the bed covers tighter about you. But you're all kinds of trains, as Fred Ambersy found out when he rode the last express. Began on a day when it seemed usual enough, but then the death isn't unusual, is it? Fred Gusby was engrossed. The newspaper he held to pay attention to the job as conductor, the car 20 of the Penovo Limited. My ticket conductor, not now, later, go away and sit down. Conductor, could you tell me if the dining car, can't you sit down and stop by me? I'll get around to you later, madam. But Fred Osby suddenly heard an unfurrying voice cut in. He dropped the newspaper upon the seat as he snapped to attention. Osby, what? That's no way to talk to him. The chief conductor has been watching you. We need conductors or I have you discharged. Now tend to your work. Oh, yes, sir. Right away, sir. Fred Osby hurried down the car and the chief conductor picked up the newspaper, was open to help wanted section. And one inserted, circled and pencil. Wanted chief conductor of private line, easy hours, very high pay, ply, 13 long road, just past Elmsford. So that's it then, huh? I'd better get this settled with him right away. Grimsbury, are you going to go up and walk out without giving proper notice? It wouldn't be fair at all. After all, Lyons threatened you, treated you pretty decently. Oh, no, Chief. You mean about the ad in the paper? I was just casually looking at it, that's all. Well, just be fair about whatever you're thinking of doing. You worked this way long enough to have some sort of loyalty. Sense of loyalty, yes, sir. But as the chief conductor appeared, the next car, Fred Osby's lips grew thin and he spoke his true heart. Loyalty, how the fool. If I get the better job, I'm taking it right away, too. But the conductor glanced down at the tickets in his hand. Tickets collected from the passengers, and suddenly his eyes widened. Among them, a little card, itself hardly larger than a ticket. Remember the newspaper advertisement. We need a good conductor. 13 Long Road, just past Elmsford. This card is a top ticket in my hand. It must have been given to me by the last person I saw in the that fellow in the cape, I think. Hey, you there. In the black cape, wait. Half running to the end of the car, Fred Ambersy found out no one there. He leaned from the car doorway and, hey Joe, a fellow with black cape just got off. Which way did he go? Nobody got off. Right, been right here for 15 minutes. Queer one. Well, no matter, I'm sick of this line. We're past near Elmsford. I'll see if he stopped there long enough for me to apply for that job. And soon after, the great train rolled from the depot, gathering speed, it thundered through the suburbs, and finally the rhythmic click of the wheels echoed across the green countryside. End of his car, Fred Osby readied his plan. We're nearing Elmsford. Okay, here goes. Instantly, the landed ground to a halt. Huge wide wheels screeching on the sunlit tracks. Moments later, the engineer and the government conductors came running to where Fred Osby stood beside his car. What's up, Osby? Heard a funny sound like a loose wheel. I figured we'd better stop and check before it's out of an accident. Of course, I may have heard it wrong, but why you risk hundreds of lives? I've heard something, that's for sure. You're completely right, Osby. You might well make a check on every wheel truck right away. Better tell the passengers it'd be at least an hour's delay. The train crew began to earnest search, and Fred Osby Wait till everyone was busily checking the wheel trucks, then silently slipped away. Hurry and be back before they finish. Just what I've been looking for. Now to find the number 13. But no sooner Fred Osby set upon the road when he began to rain, a misty, cold rain penetrated his very bones. He pulled his coat tight about him, but still the sudden rain chilled his bone. Trained, didn't look like it all rain a few minutes ago. Moments ago back. But the man walked through the grey light of which had turned the trees and shrubs to struggling distinguishable shapes, and suddenly another shape emerged in the mist. Wagon, good. Maybe he can set me straight. I think I was lost in this mist. Say, friend, where's number 13 Long Road? Want to inquire about a job there. Do not go there. Stay away from that place. Take no job you were offered there. That's what you... what's that? Why should I go there? Well, who are you? Anyway, wait a minute. No, I cannot wait. But heed my warning. Giddy up. That wagon is an old-fashioned hearse. He's gone. Funny wonder what he's talking about. Well, I'll go a little further. Then if I still can't find a place, I'll turn back and this mist is getting heavier. Presently he continued onward till suddenly he came to a railroad track, half hidden amid overgrown weeds, rails with but rusted things and road embedded in neglected, decaying affair. These are railway tracks, right? But I like to see the train that could ride on that, on them. Maybe this is just an unused spur, as they say. Came for us to be trudged on for the bone-chilling rain, missed the crunch of his shoes under the ground. No sound, then finally a house loomed up before him, numbers standing out strangely clear in the greyness. At last, I was beginning to think I'd never find a place. Doors off. Open, I guess I'll go right in. Entering, the conductor found a misty, cloying odour lay like a shroud upon a small table, barren save the chairs and a table, by which sat a strangely garbled man. Come in, you have come about the chief of conductor's position, offered into my paper, I presume. Yes, that's right, my name is Fred Osby. Sit down, my friend. I do not be concerned over my little mask. See, I own a private line, but I don't want no one to know who I am. I'd like to hire you all my own help. So wear this harmless little mask. Now to get down to business, I'll make you chief inspector pay twice your present salary and you only one trip a day. How about it? Twice my salary and one trip a day is the deal. And just sign this, please. This is just a standard employment form. Sure, it's a pleasure. All right, it's done now. You start first thing in the morning. Report here could acquaint you to things better on your first trip. Later to start in the morning, but if you don't... But I don't know if I can quit my present job by then. It's awfully quick. It'll be all arranged. I'll see you in the morning, Mr. Osby. Well, I'll try to make it. Thanks very much. Aside, Fred Rosby hurried through the cold mist, too elated about his stroke. Well, good luck and concerned himself about the stranger's visit interview. Kind of queer, bird, I guess, but who cares at that kind of dough? Only one trip a week, day. He can wear all the masks he wants. Walking briskly, the contractor found his way back to where the Limited stood. As he turned from the train road, the train suddenly ceased. Sunlight again. Obeyed the land, but the Fred Osby gave it no, not even fair passing notice. Get aboard, Osby. Where have you disappeared to? You must have heard things. We found nothing. Come on, we've had enough delay. Swinging aboard, Fred Osby had faults for only one thing as a mighty train roared to dive. Soon spread across the countryside, scurrying to make up lost time. Can't wait to start collecting that nice double-sized paycheck. I'll tell him I'm quitting at the end of this trip. As a mighty train roared on, dust settled over the land. Miles clicked away in endless possession. Suddenly the high whistle of a valley, a section of rail tore loose instantly. Screaming, the tall metal binged with fearful cries of flesh and blood as. Then at last the dust settled, there was silence inside once. Sleek railway cars, the bodies lay severed and crushed. Everywhere the hand of death had touched, it seemed. Slowly one form began to move. The Fred Osby in seconds, he looked about. Oh, no, no, dead, all dead. Then I'm alive, this is my lucky day, all right. I'm getting out of here. And so Fred Osby surveyed the terrible wreckage. And even now his mind worked with the only cutting self-interest. No sound, that's beyond help, no sense of hanging around. Here, others will soon find a wreck soon enough. If I start back now, it'll be time to start my new job in the morning. Yes, that's it. That's the thing for me to do. No fuss or no red tape about my quitting this time. Now, that's for sure. So, with the ease and the self-centred, Fred Elsby left the scene of carnage with no more threat than a backward glance. Night was dark and lonely, but he kept walking, meeting no one. And when dawn was just touching the sky, he reached his destination. Well, what do you know? I never thought they'd run a train on these rusty old tracks. I saw, but there she is, ready and waiting. Take over, Elsby. I'm leaving immediately. The passengers are all right aboard. Just take the tickets right. Elsby boarded a train, and once again, a musty, clothed, ongoing odour swept him over him. Slowly, the train began to move, gathering speed, but strangely enough, none of the usual rhythmic click of wheels upon rails. As well, eerie silence, they seemed to travel on air. She sure rides smoothly for an old crate. Well, let's start, get to work. Got to make a good impression on the first day of work. Tickets, please. Have your tickets ready. The conductor's words, the passenger turned, and Fred Osby staggered back. Though struck, he saw a terror, unable to utter a scream that welled up inside him. Was his blood turned to stone. Ticket, yes, sir. Here you are. Ah, here, conductor. My ticket, here you are. With its hand of decaying flesh and partially exposed bone, the gold pressed the ticket of Fred Osby's hand, and now the latter looked down, breath coming in stifled hot gasps. Ticket to another land, wailed. One way not redeemable. A. J.J. Jones killed on fire. I think I've been seeing, I must be seeing the accident after shock. But as Fred Osby turned away from the gaudy vision, the other passengers turned towards him, each holding out their tickets. The conductor's eyes were assaulted by things to drive, any man bubbling incoherently. Here, conductor, take my ticket. And mine, oh no. Here, take it. You're the conductor, aren't you? And aware of his own hair, and turned white in horror, Fred Osby ran from the car, terror stricken, his flesh crawling, uncontrollable fear, his horse stumbled in the next car. That grass, the car, was to find the grass owner, report this. But next car was the same, and now a hail of laughter from the grave. Pursued a fear-struck racing figure, laughter was more horrible than any screams of anguish. The same here, I'm dreaming, conductor, tickets. The grass, the engineer, he'd tell me, explain, grasp. With his breath coming into grasp through her throat choked with terror, Fred Osby reached the engine, half stumbled in the cab, grasping to find words. You're an engineer. Yes, and don't waste time here. Get back to your work and collect the tickets. I know what you're going to tell me. You know what this is? I want to know who you are. Bubbling anger, driving terror from the body, Fred Osby ripped the cloth from the other face. As he felt a fresh shiver, lifeblood into his veins drain away. You too know, yes. My friend, I'm deaf. I'm the engineer of this train. You're on the train of the dead. One way trip to another world. You warned not to have this job. Take this job, remember? Had you warned, give. Death always gives warnings. A warning, ha ha. No, you didn't. Can't. I'm not dead. I don't belong here. No, when you signed for the job, you signed your own death warrant. You must be dead, the conductor of this train. Look in the car mirror window at yourself. Look. Turning, Fred was he stumbled at the window of the first car. There he saw his answer, the final integral answer was all men. Self-seeking was already turning to dust, and Fred was the last anguished minute scream, mingled whistle, the last express. Ah! Fred's be scream hang in the night. As the train roared into nothingness and faded away. As the whistle train is a lonely, lonely sound. Next time you hear one, listen closely. You might may be hearing the train to the other world.